Saturday Night Live. It's one of the hottest tickets in New York City. And you can't just buy them. You have to either get them somehow or you have to wait in that dreaded standby line. Well, Jill Goucher and Amanda Scott, they have 100% success rate in getting seats to see Saturday Night Live. In over 50 shows each, how do you do this?
So we do what you said, the dreaded standby line. We have done it all 61 times, and all 61 times that is how we have gotten in and gotten tickets.
Now, I remember how this used to be, the standby line downtown, Anna, when I would be, you know, out DJing at the clubs and whatnot. The standby line meant that you knew a bouncer or you were supposedly maybe dating a bartender or something like that. So which one of you is hanging out with Michael Shea? Because how is it you're getting in the whole time?
I wish that was true, because then maybe we wouldn't have to do the standby line. A lot more people get in from it than you would expect.
You sleep on the New York City sidewalk to get in. How far in advance do you have to start lining up to be able to see these shows?
Well, this year it's changed a little bit. You can't line up until 6 p.m. on Friday, so it's about a 12, 13-hour wait. Previously, before that, it used to be whenever you get there. I mean, the line started when the first person got there. Sometimes it was 2 nights. Sometimes it was 3 nights. One time it was a week.
Oh, my gosh. Who did you wait a week for?
It was BTS, and it was because their fans are very, very hardcore. And we said, if they're getting in, we're getting in. So,
wow.
So, it became a thing.
I have logistic questions. All right, so you line up. Now you have to wait 12, 13 hours. You line up the day before, Friday, you know, Friday, whatever. You said 6 o'clock at night on Friday?
Yeah.
Now, what do you bring? Like, what if you have to go to the bathroom? Do you bring a bucket?
You're definitely allowed to get out of line to go to the bathroom or go get food, things like that. Random bathrooms at hotels in Times Square or restaurants.
I like to go glamping with my man friends. We bring a generator, a movie screen, cots, air mattresses, huge instant tents. What do you guys use typically?
We have cots. We have sleeping bags. We have tarps, chairs. We have little fold-out tables.
What if it's a crappy show? You waited all that time, and then it's a terrible musical guest or something. Has that ever happened when you were like, nah, that wasn't worth it last night?
We do it, like, for the cast members and, like, the show itself. So for us, it's rare that we don't have a good time. Ultimately, it's all kind of worth it.
I have one last question. So you line up on Friday night. You spend the night in your sleeping bags. You have to make sure that you go potty before 11 p.m. Otherwise, you have to hold it till 6 o'clock in the morning. I got it. So now, when you wake up, that's when they tell you who made it in and who doesn't. So you can, when do they actually pre-record and you're staying there now? Or do you get to go home and shower and come back and you have like a magic ticket?
Comes down to the outfit and the stink factor,
right?
Are you going right in there?
Unfortunately, you don't know in the morning, and you actually don't even know until your butt is in a seat in the studio right about 5 minutes before it's starting. These are just for standby tickets. These are not even guaranteed seats. So what you're waiting 12 hours for is a maybe chance to see the show.
Wow. That's a lot of rolling the dice.
I love that your chief concern was just making sure that you get a shower before you run into Colin Jost.
Yeah.
I love that.
I mean, if it's like...
What if he likes me?
I mean, what if he looks over and he's like, wait a minute.
Oh my gosh, there's the one.
Did Anna Zapp, why is her hair so greasy? Because I slept on the New York City sidewalk.
Unfortunately, they do know about it. The cast members walk out at night and they see us all sleeping on the street, which is not our favorite thing, but...
All right, and I know you guys started a podcast about this too. If people want to read more and learn more about you guys, where do they go?
You just go to snlstandbyline.com. That's our website. You can find all of our social media and stuff like that on the website. That's where we exist. We actually are produced by Keenan Thompson, so yeah, you should check us out.
Well, that's cool.
If you want to learn how to get tickets and do this.
That's cool.
That is cool.